folks, and welcome to a Thursday, October 17th edition of What's on Your Mind. Steve Bakken's doing some pheasant hunting today, so you got me solo, and you, the fine listeners of K-Fire 550, Voice of the Northern Plains in Bismarck, and KCJB in Minot, AM 1100, the flag at Fargo-Moorhead, KLTC Dickinson, and KTGO Tioga. You can be my co-pilots today. All right, we spent the better part of the last, probably a month and a half dealing with this showdown over the government spending budget bills as well as the looming debt ceiling debate. And now we got a very short-term extension on all this with a vote last night. All of North Dakota's congressional delegation voted in favor of it. All of Minnesota's congressional delegation voted in favor of it, save for Michelle Bachmann. And I believe the same in Montana as well. Although, you know, it's interesting. You read the stories and the comments from Senator Heitkamp. She's cheerleading this deal other than saying, gosh, I wish we could have done this way into next year. I mean, she wanted this deal but wanted it longer. And, you know, Senator Hoeven and Congressman Kramer are saying, hey, we don't like this. But it's at least an opportunity to force folks to the table. I think I might have a contrarian view from the majority of what we've heard from listeners the last few weeks. And, you know, I started thinking about this last night. Republicans are very good at circular firing squads. Really, really good at it. The Democrats don't very often get into a circular firing squad. You know, like Senator Harry Reid, he has a command over Senator Heidi Heitkamp and Klobuchar and Franken. I mean, there is a dictatorial, you know, dictator-like rule over you. You very few of these folks sway off path. Now, in the case of Heidi Heitkamp, I guess she did on the Second Amendment issues, but they didn't need her, right? And so, you know, okay, all right. You know, you got to pass every now and then. But, boy, that just doesn't happen on the Republican side. And what that means is you politically get bruised up a lot more. I happen to like it, quite honestly. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, because I think you just go there and vote your conscience. You don't have to live under anybody's thumb. But politically, there's some fallout from it. But here's my take. The deal's a stinker, but it's a short-term deal. If Republicans had caved and said, fine, okay, raise the debt limit, you got it through the next election, fine, you can have what you want in the budget, fine, we're done. This is a temporary deal. This is a temporary. We're basically going to be right back in the same spot we were in over the last couple of weeks, you know, in December and January. Meanwhile, Obamacare is front and center again. So I don't think things. And by the way, what did we stop? Did we stop you know, a push for amnesty? You know, I honestly think these battles. And I think it's fair to say the Republicans lost this battle, right? They lost it because they went in wanting to do something on Obamacare and got very little on Obamacare. The only thing was that IRS stipulation about, you know, having to disclose your income and not allowing that. Very, very small, tiny sliver. Not much there at all. But here's my take. This is not that big a deal. I don't think we ought to fire up the circular firing squad and direct all our ire at Republicans who are battling on Obamacare, who are battling for fiscal sanity. What are the Democrats voting for? Status quo! Raise the debt limit! Keep spending! Oh, that awful sequester! Oh, a terrible, terrible government shutdown! Please! What's so terrible about it? Wasn't that awful? Senator Heitkamp today is lamenting in the news stories about how awful this was. Everybody's getting paid. Nobody, you know, what? All that was awful was the vindictiveness of the administration, of what she did zippo, not a nothing, to push back against. To say, wait a minute, how stupid is it for you to block off Painted Canyon, you know, overlook? Wait a minute, why are you doing that to our veterans? Wait a minute, why are you doing that to families of fallen heroes? Wait a minute. No pushback at all in lockstep, because it was part of the narrative. So anyway, I think, you know, Ted Cruz and Mike Lee and Rand Paul and the others in the Senate and the House, by the way, give them credit. They tried mightily to include provisions on Obamacare, got nowhere. But meanwhile, a lot of what Obama has wanted to do has been shut down. Just think about this for a second, okay? Over the last year, a lot of what they wanted hasn't happened. Remember, sequester, that'll never happen. It happened. They were on a fast track on amnesty for illegal immigrants. Hasn't happened. They had Sandy Hook and all the hyperventilation and trying to ram through an assault weapons ban. Didn't happen. We were inches from military action in Syria. People spoke up about that. Didn't happen. I mean, all the stuff they wanted to do. And they haven't been able to do it. And meanwhile, we forced a debate over the last 6 weeks about Obamacare and how bad it is. And the impacts from it that would not have been there without this last fight. So I know conventional wisdom is to say, oh, was this worth it? What do Republicans have to show for it? They lost. They caved. Okay, I get all that, and I imagine a lot of you have that viewpoint. I don't. I really don't. I think the big thing is we focused anew the American public on the ills of Obamacare, lost this battle without question, but have that renewed focus. We live to fight another day on the budget and focusing again how this fiscal child abuse cannot continue, and you force them to the table to actually have the discussion now. Now, if they cave in December and January, I'll be with you, but I'm not there now. Anyway, that's my take. Real quick, I want yours, okay? You're the co-host today, so you tell me the deal. What do you think of it? We're also going to get an update on the pipeline spill north of Tioga today on the program. We have folks from the State Health Department on the cleanup, and this obviously is being used by critics of fossil fuel development, so the sooner it's cleaned up, the more we know the facts, learn some lessons from it, the better to prevent future ones, so we'll get an update on that. We also have the folks from MDU on. We pride ourselves in getting you answers to your questions. We had somebody call during that last storm to say, boy, I had a heck of a time getting through to MDU. How am I supposed to communicate with them in a storm? Why is it tough to get through them? And, you know, they want a rate increase. What? So we said, you know, we'll ask them to come on. And they've graciously agreed. So we're going to do that in our second hour today, too. All right, let's get to the phones here. On the deal. Maybe I've been dropped on my head here to think this isn't so bad. But I defer to you, the listeners, of what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Brian and Jamestown, first to go. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, we could shut down every single federal government organization as long as we get rid of Obamacare. I think the Democrats have done a heck of a job smokescreening people with these issues of memorials being closed down. That is not the pressing issue. The pressing issue is Obamacare. Repeal it. That's what we want done.
Okay, and do you think we have, when I say we, opponents of Obamacare who agree that the law is bad, that everything you were promised about your health care costs going down, keeping your doctor if you like it, everything, all a pig in a poke and just a big mess. Do you agree because of this battle over the debt and spending that we've been undertaking here for the last several weeks, there are more people focused on the ills of Obamacare?
That's a tough one. I think there's so many people misinformed about it from the get-go. All they've done is smokescreened even further. So I don't think anybody's more informed than they were before this started. It's just one more ploy for these guys to pass legislation without a legitimate vote. You know what I mean? All the amendments and everything that they put into it. You know, everybody's getting screwed on this deal, and we're not going to know about it until it happens.
But here's my deal. I mean, there's a lot of ire being directed at, like, Ted Cruz and quote-unquote Tea Party Republicans. Like, what was the end game here? What was the strategy? Was it worth it? Our poll numbers have fallen. We have nothing to show for this. We didn't get what we wanted. And my argument is, well, wait a minute. All we did here is force these folks to the table on these key issues. And inform a whole lot of people about how bad this is. So I don't think it's so bad. Brian, appreciate your call. I think Obamacare is the issue, though. I agree with you there. Monty Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Monty.
Everybody comes at it from a different angle, but the one thing that I think I've learned in 5 years of Obama, you can't trust anything he says. So if he makes a promise or signs a deal with the Republicans, he's not going to keep his word. He'll go around it somehow. And I can give you a good example how he's going around gun control. he signed the UN treaty, him and Kerry. And that's the UN, that's a foreign entity that's going to control our guns. And they, and Heidi went along with it too. So I voted for her. It won't happen again.
You voted for Heidi Heitkamp?
I'm an independent. I voted for Kramer, Colvin, and Heidi.
And you're right. She did not sign that letter along with 52 other opponents of the UN gun treaty. I don't know why, but very curious that she's missing. Monty, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. More after this timeout. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org.
It's fall. That means it's time to put down the rake. I know it's hard. And head to Max Hardware for our annual fall sale. Get the proven protection of Carhartt. Spend $100 and get a $15 Max gift card. Laugh at cold mornings with our 12-foot booster cables priced at just $6.99. And a DeWalt ankle grinder, it's yours for $45.99. Stop in and see all of our fall specials. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon and Steve Bakken off today, so you're my co-host for today. Pick up the phone and let me know what you think of the deal or anything else you want to tell me about what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Here's some of your comments during the break.
Yeah, I was sitting back waiting to see if Kramer was going to shoot himself in the foot, see if Ovin was going to shoot himself in the foot again. And, well, you know what? They've shot themselves in the foot. Both of them. Kramer talked and talked the walk, but when it came to it, he didn't walk the walk. He just stabbed everybody in the back that he was talking to on your little radio talk shows with him. I have no trust in Kevin Kramer whatsoever, and I will make my vote count
when it comes time to vote for him or against him. I got a little letter in the mail from him asking for contributions. It ain't happening. I ain't giving him one penny. Same with Hovind. I will make my vote count when it comes to voting against him, and I will vote against him. I'll write in Mickey Mouse if I have to. Bye.
All right, so there's a caller with the lost votes for Kevin Kramer and John Hovind, and before the break, one for Heidi Heitkamp and a Heitkamp voter. So it's a pox on all their houses, I guess. And who will you vote for? What will you know? And again, well, you've heard my comments. I want yours. Bob in Wahpeton, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Scott. I got a couple of things. I'm really disappointed, frustrated about the fact that they raised the debt ceiling on the vote last night. We
right.
need to cut it back, not expand it.
Now, again, the debt limit has been the debt limit has been suspended through February 7th. So the federal government is reopened until January 15th, and the debt limit is through February 17th. They also have agreed that they got to sit down, and both chambers of Congress produce an agreement on the budget by December 13th as part of this deal as well. And the significance there, of course, is Obamacare doesn't kick in until January 1, so that was one of the things Congressman Kramer was talking about yesterday. It's good timing on that. So, you know, here's my only argument on the debt ceiling being raised. None of us wanted to see that happen, right? We wanted to force real reforms on that issue and or suspend Obamacare for a year, some other measures, level the playing field. But this short term, we really are in the same spot. We've just kicked the can down the road for about 3 months to see if we can get these folks at the table. I mean, I would be spitting nails mad if we'd caved and allowed Senator Heitkamp saying she's mad today because she wanted the debt limit extended beyond that date into a year or so. So and said she was very frustrated with the so-called amateur economists downplaying the potential impacts of the nation defaulting on its debt. Well, I think the chief amateur economist was President Obama, who was running around talking about how bad it was going to be, rather than saying, wait a minute, we'll deal with whatever comes. So he was talking down it. He was making it worse, you know?
Yeah, we need to cut that back. We can't keep expanding that thing. We're going to go bankrupt if we do. And as far as the health care, that might be a good thing, because by the time they're back on the table, maybe the American public will be voicing their opinion a little bit more strongly about how worthless that whole situation is, and that is not, we have more backing on that.
Bob, appreciate your call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's go to Bill in Missouri. It's a long way to call to join the discussion, Bill.
I'm a radio junkie. I love talk radio, and this new tune-in radio is just what I needed in life.
to have you.
It gets very boring around here in St. Louis. They just don't have good talk radio. It's just incredible how boring they are. They don't take phone calls. But and I just love listening to people. Regular Americans just calling in and talking. I mean, that's the most important thing, and you guys do that, and you do it very well. No, my problem is on the debt ceiling that the gentleman was just talking about, I was reading on the Drudge this morning that it seems like the Congress has given up some of their rights in the debt ceiling to where I guess the Senate or the President gets to make the call on that. Did you read anything on that? I can't find it on the Drudge right now, but it was like they're saying that they're not going to have all the limitations on the debt ceiling. That's what Congress is for. And if they can't even do that, then they don't need to be in Washington anymore. You know, I mean, we had one man put in Obamacare, and that was the Supreme Court Justice. You know, I don't care if we got to get rid of 257 or whatever the number is of congressmen and just let 50 or 100 senators run this country. If we can let one man make a law for Obamacare, I'd rather have 50 of them. At least we could find them and track them down a lot easier and, you know, make them stand up for their ground, because with Congress passing everything, just letting everybody else do everything, I find them useless anymore. And I don't care if they're Republican or Democrat. What do you think?
Bill, I appreciate your call. I'll check into that. I know that there was talk of a provision that would have prevented the Secretary of Treasury to do some extraordinary measures. In other words, they would have to ask Congress because there was some talk that they were going to circumvent Congress this time, so they were going to put some language in there, and I don't know if that lasted or not. You're saying it sounds like the opposite, but we'll do some checking on that. Appreciate the call. Judith is calling from somewhere in North Dakota. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
I just want to reiterate that I just can't believe how Heidi represented us, being pro our president signing that UN gun treaty. And every time I would call their office, I got an angry man who would tell me how terrible the Republicans were for what they were doing to our nation. And it was a repeat exactly of what Harry Reid was saying on TV programs. I just can't believe that she made that decision. I did vote for her. I can't believe I did. I never will again.
Second caller of the day on that. So in other words, you're not happy with this deal, but you place more blame on Heidi Heitkamp than you do Senator Hoeven or Congressman Cramer, who voted for the same deal but for different reasons.
I do. I all along she was just saying I'm not good on. I mean, just calling their office and the things they said when you call their office to talk and encourage them to vote a different way was not the way we present ourselves as North Dakotans.
Very interesting, Judy. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Tom in Jamestown, got about a half a minute for you. You're next on What's on Your Mind, Tom.
Okay, I had 2 points, but I'll just get down to one of the points I wanted to make. They talk about reducing the debt limit, reducing the national debt. How far? Nobody ever seems to talk about that. How low does it have to be reduced before we're, you know, safe or out of the woods, so to speak? You never hear that from either party. I'm not, you know, this is nonpartisan. I'm not saying Democrat or Republican, but how come there's never any talk of any goal or anything like that, or let's get it down this far and then we'll be okay?
Yeah, I think Senator Hoeven talked to that in his statement. I'll share some of that after the break, Tom, and hope that helps. Appreciate the call.
More what's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Minnesota kids get a fall break soon, so Mom, Dad, what are you going to do for the long weekend? Scott has an idea for you. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, with family fun for fall for the entire crew. It'll be a blast. Take advantage of the long weekend. Bring the family to Chase on the Lake. Have some fall fun and get a load of this deal. $360 gets you 3 nights in a classic 2-bedroom, 1-bath condo. Great deal. That's right. 3 nights, $360. $250 for 2 nights in a classic hotel room. And you can upgrade to Lakeview or Lakefront for just a couple extra bucks. And all the fall fun weekend activities include live entertainment at the 502 and Friday and Saturday night, bonfire and s'mores every night, movie night, pumpkin painting, kids Halloween costume contest, bingo prizes. I mean, they do the open bowling, the ice cream social. It's a blast. Even a fall color pontoon cruise. Sound like fun? ChaseOnTheLake.com. Promo code Scott for the great deal, or give them a call at 1-888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06, and enjoy your weekend fall break at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last, to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Hey Scott, I found the article in our state constitution about the recall. It's Article 3, Section 10, talks about recall of state officials. So you can check that out if you want. I say we start a petition and have Heidi Heitkamp recalled.
All right, Judith of Bismarck has signed on to your plan there. Appreciate the call. Another off-air call coming in during the break. This topic has come up before about recalls, and I know Blair Thorson told us when this topic came up a couple of weeks ago on the program, representative from Fargo, that he had requested on behalf of a constituent an opinion of the Attorney General in North Dakota that said federal officials, you know, the statute you're talking about, the state constitution, is for state officials, but federal officials are not able to be recalled. So there would first have to be a legal opinion on that legal opinion, and I guess challenged, and before you could go down that path. But you're not the first to mention it today. A few others have as well. Here's our telephone numbers, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Again, one more call here on this topic. We have a guest to talk about what's being done on the cleanup of the oil spill north of Tioga, and we'll be back to this topic well into the next hour as well. So callers that are waiting to weigh in, we're going to get you in here. Harlan, Devil's Lake, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, Scott.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what I don't understand is, and I need you to clue me in on this, I feel pretty dumb about this, but, you know, we sit here and we listen to these congressmen and these senators get up on the floor, these Republicans, and they're saying that what Obama has done, you know, through executive order, he's breaking the law, it's illegal. So why, if what he's doing is illegal, why haven't they taken this again to a judge and try to stop this thing that way? I mean, if what he's doing is illegal, they should be able to stop it for a while through the court system.
Well, of course, they did initially, and then John Roberts kicked some sand in our face, right,
on the question
of the constitutionality.
No. You're missing my point here, Scott. Now, they were talking about Obamacare, and Roberts went that, and he was the deciding vote on that. What I'm saying is, these delays for certain special interest groups, these guys have been getting up the last 2 weeks and saying what Obama has done is illegal because he's giving these special interest groups, big business, they're getting a year delay, and a poor common person like us have to swallow this pill right away when things aren't ready to go. Now, if what he's done through executive order is illegal, why haven't these people tried to do something again through the court system? Evidently, it's
not illegal.
Well,
again, I think the question is timing, right? What's the best way to fight it? How long would it take to get an answer on what you're suggesting? So, and that's the thing where I think Senator Heitkamp and other cheerleaders for Obamacare who claim to say, well, not everything's perfect, but, you know, it's the law of the land. Well, wait a minute. It's not the law of the land because you keep changing it. And your example, the one-year exemption for employers, is a prime example and lots of other things. There's no level playing field there. So, And that's one of the silver linings I see in this last 6 weeks where I think actually Republicans that are all united in their opposition to Obamacare have done a good job of refocusing the country on that and stopping a lot of other bad stuff. So I see that as a positive out of what's happened. In the meantime, to Tom's point from Jamestown before the break there, what this vote last night did do was preserve something called, they talk about it at the BCA once in a while, the Budget Control Act. And the Budget Control Act caps discretionary spending that was reduced to pre-stimulus levels. So believe it or not, you know, you finally have some at least a finger in the dike of the stopping the bleeding. So his point, Tom's point was, what are we fighting for? What are we ultimately trying to get to? And I think in this case, they at least preserved discretionary spending the caps that are pre-stimulus levels. So get back to that insanity of spend money, spend our way out of this recession. But those are all good questions on, you know, the big picture. That's what they ought to use these next few months for. On Obamacare, on your points on that, wait a minute, you can't accept one and not the other. And same thing on the big picture on the fiscal child abuse that's going on. Back to more of your take on who won, who lost, whether you're mad, glad, sad, whatever, coming up here in just a little bit. Dave Glad is here. Dave is the Environmental Health Section Chief for the North Dakota Department of Health. We wanted to get an update on the cleanup efforts for the oil spill north of Tioga that have commanded international attention. Dave, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. So, first of all, let's deal with the here and the now. It sounds like, as far as current situation, because of the clay, because of the distance from aquifers, that there's, other than the actual section of land, there's no widespread damage on the spill currently in north of Tioga. Is that correct?
That's correct. You know, obviously the land damage, that's a real bad deal for the farmer, but it, in geologic terms and whatnot, it couldn't have happened in a better location because of the shallow clay layer. It kept the contamination near the surface, and there isn't really any groundwater there, so we're in a pretty good shape as far as that's concerned.
Okay, and what's the status of the cleanup? How long before? What kind of process? Just give us an update on how long before you...
Yeah, well, the first thing they did, they delineated the extent of the contamination, and they came up to that 7.3 acres. So we kind of know where the contamination is and where it isn't. They installed recovery trenches down to the clay layer, and product or the oil is seeping into those trenches, and they're recovering that. That's the interim measure, and to date, through the several trenches they've constructed, they've recovered around 3,000 barrels of oil. What they're, for the long-term cleanup, they're looking at probably starting next spring and just excavating the soil, getting the oil out of it and putting the soil back in place. So we would have a pretty complete remediation at that point in time.
I saw something yesterday from some folks that were experts in the Gulf oil spill that said they were not agreeing with the process in determining how big the spill was. Said they thought the 20,000 spill number might be 20,000 barrels rather might be exaggerated. What's your take on the correct amount of the
The quantity obviously is an important number to us, but that's not what's really driving everything right now. What we want to know is where it is and where it isn't, and delineating the extent of the contamination, and that's what we're doing. As we get additional information, knowing how the pipeline was operated, what we feel was the length of time it was leaking, the pressures, and all that type of stuff, that number will be refined, and that'll be important as we get near the end of remediation or during remediation, knowing how much we recovered, how much was lost, and then how much has yet to be taken care of. So that number, it is important, but that's really not what's driving us right now.
There's been some, look back as to how this was handled and suggesting that not enough was done fast enough. Talk about when you were first notified and whether you agree with any of that criticism that there was not enough done soon enough on this.
Well, as far as the response from the health department, we were spot on. We got called Sunday night after 10 and I think even closer to midnight that this had been detected and found, and we had people up there the next morning. What happened?
You're talking about late September, that Sunday night, September 29th?
September 29th, that's correct. And so we had people on site September 30th. At that point in time, it was reported as the 750 barrels, and they had it diked up. They asked to burn it off. We gave them a burn variance to burn the oil off. Once they did that, staff looked at it and said, yeah, we probably need some more assessment here. It just didn't seem right. And the company agreed, and they did proceed at that point to hire a consultant to really expose the area of the leak and then delineate the extent of contamination. That took them a period of time. Once they've finished that delineation, they reassessed how much they think they had lost, and that's where that 20,000 barrel assessment came up. We found out about that late Tuesday afternoon on the 8th. We were notified of that. Field personnel were notified of that. That came into the office a little bit later, closer to 5 o'clock. At that point in time, the next morning, the press was already on top of it. So our response was spot on. It was what was needed. What we probably, if we can be faulted any place, is how we get that information in the field, up the ladder, into the Bismarck office and disseminate it outward. And that's something that we're going to be working on.
If you, and I also understand that that there were some things that were in place to try and put some monitoring devices on this particular pipeline that were just very, 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 very near completion or something. What do we know about the detection devices?
Yeah, the preliminary, we've had some discussions with company representatives, and they said they had plans to put the monitoring devices on this pipeline, even though they weren't required to do that. They were moving in that direction, but they just did not have that on to address or be able to detect this leak at this point in time. Obviously, they're expediting that process now to put those leak detection on that pipeline, and we'll continue to investigate and kind of figure out when what type of precautions they had been taking, what type of monitoring they were doing, and could this have been avoided, or is this something that could not have been avoided, and then we need to take a look at, well, if that's the case, then what do we have to do in the future so we don't have to go through this again?
But the bottom line here is that, you know, what you always fear the worst when you hear about these spills of any size, and in this case, you've got a pretty solid assessment. There's no threat to public health or water supplies from this.
That's correct. You know, and it goes down to really the siting of the pipelines are very important. There are areas that we just don't want to see pipelines near groundwater supplies or rivers or that type of thing. But it's the siting, the construction of the pipeline, and then the monitoring are all key components that have to be looked at and done correctly.
Nancy and Crosby has a question on this topic. Nancy, what's your question?
Yeah, we had, I'm listening to your talk about the pipeline breakage, and we had a pipeline on our property in Divide County that broke yesterday, and they reassure us that it's a small break and a small leak, and it's a pipeline that's only about a year old. And I'm just wondering, is there an advocate for the landowner, we just have to trust that they're telling us the truth about how much leaked and the damage, and it got into a small slough, and they said, oh, we don't have to pump out the water or anything. And I'm just wondering, who advocates for the landowner?
Sure.
Or are we on our own?
That's a good question. And we do have field inspectors that we go out and investigate. We can't investigate every spill, but those that do reach water, we should have an inspector out there looking at it, assessing to see what the companies are telling us if that is indeed factual and true, and requiring cleanup of the site.
Why don't we, Nancy, get your information off here just to make sure that Dave is aware of that one you're talking about at the North Dakota Department of Health. Dave, thanks for joining us today on the program. We appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. Anytime.
And hang on a sec. We'll get you Nancy's information. Nancy, hang on. More coming up, folks, on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies and, of course, local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Beep. This is an emergency essentials sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials, get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last. During our October sale, 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can baking combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register required states.
Email from a listener to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Actually, I think this came to the K-Fire email. It says, I hear there is a lot of pork in this bill. As you learn about the pork, would you bring these out? KB. I heard last night that the Senate Conservative Fund quickly called the language included in the bill for a, Corps of Engineers project on construction on the lower Ohio River in Illinois and Kentucky, and it increased funding for it to about $2.918 billion, and the Senate Conservative Fund was calling that the Kentucky kickback. Both McConnell's office and Reid's office defended that, saying that if that funding hadn't been in there, the actual cost to the government was going to be higher because the project would have been shut down. They'd had to pay all these default things and got nothing for it. So they tried to explain that away. I don't know whether to buy that or not. And the Senate conservatives certainly do not. Also, I understand the bill included extra funds to fix flooded roads in Colorado. A $3 million appropriation for a civil liberties oversight board. What in the world? and a one-time payment to the widow of Senator Frank Lautenberg, who died over the summer. So those in stories by the Hill have been called pork, to go to KB's question there. Always appreciate your email, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Back to the phones. Started the hour by asking for your take on the deal, and I gave what I think might be a contrarian view, that really this is it doesn't change much, and that if it forces a discussion on the ills of Obamacare, if it forces a discussion on the runaway federal deficit and getting it under control between now and December and January, I guess January, there's December deadline in here, there's a January deadline in here, and a February deadline. January deadline is for a deal on the budget, where they actually would force negotiation, because remember, Obama and the Democrats wouldn't negotiate during the government shutdown, wouldn't do it. So it forces that. That's the December deadline. And then the continuing resolution on keeping the government funded goes until January 15th. An extension of the debt ceiling goes until February 7th. Okay. And one other question that came in earlier I did some digging on was, does it give President Obama any additional authority on the debt ceiling? It does so by allowing President Obama to waive the debt ceiling, a move that can be overridden by a resolution of disapproval by Congress that Obama could still veto. So he does have some extra power there, which is a little smelly. That caller was right, but it only goes till February 7th, from what I can see. Back to the calls. John Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
I was pretty much going to say what the email just had asked and you answered, but to me it's just like rubbing salt in the wound. I mean, I don't know how Hoven or Heitkamp or Kevin, as far as that goes. Kevin's usually pretty good, but I don't know what he's thinking on this. It's salt in the wounds when they raise the debt on us, and they not only raise the debt, there's pork in the bill. I mean, it's outrageous. It was $3 billion to that Ohio Dam project, and you mentioned some others, and there were some others beyond that. And I have one more thing to say. All you have to really do to say about this new super committee is Simpson Bowles. Gang of 8, Gang of 12, Gang of 6. They've been doing this for how many years now? And the Gang of 8, or the Simpson Bowles, I pretty much agreed with a lot of it, other than it didn't go far enough. So what does anybody think that this new gang of whatever is going to make any difference?
Well, they better. They better. We better hold them accountable on that point for sure, John. Appreciate the call. Don Minot, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Yes. Yeah, on this Obamacare. Roberts came out and said it was a tax. And because of that, you can't do anything about it until it affects somebody. So what that means is until somebody has to pay that tax, we can't go to court against it. So what needs to be happened is come January, all these people who didn't buy health insurance need to find a lawyer or get some lawyers to get together and say, we'll do this free, and go to all the federal courts in North Dakota and start filing lawsuits.
Yeah, another class action suit or something. Again, throw the kitchen sink at it. That's where I see a little silver lining in this. You know, the extensions are short term, and you've reignited the debate over Obamacare. On your point, on the others as well, and I think that makes a lot of sense. Pat and Sterling, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Pat, Carl, Larry, next up here. Go ahead, Pat.
Hey, good morning, guys. See, I've been listening with great interest this morning to the discussion. I understand the sentiment and the angst over what's going on, but I think people need a reality check. You know, to expect that Kevin Cramer or John Hoven unto themselves can do anything in a body or a government that is controlled by the Democrats is a little absurd, actually. We got to stand up for what we believe in. We got to fight for what we believe in. But people have to understand that the choice here was not, gee, do I support Obamacare or do I support raising the debt ceiling? It was, do I vote for this bill or do I let the country sink into economic chaos? That's the issue. You know, people look at these from their one-dimensional point of view, and it doesn't get, you know, it doesn't take into all the consequences of those actions. I understand, and quite frankly, I'm disappointed that we haven't gotten on track to get the deficit under control, to reduce our federal debt. You know, to really do things that are going to get our economy going. That's the biggest travesty in all this.
Right, and then again, that's what this allows. Mind you, Harry Reid, Pelosi, the president said, no, we're not going to negotiate, reopen the government. So yeah, they have for 3 months to have that debate. That'll force it. Thanks, Pat. Larry, Carl, and Jim in Newtown when we come back.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.